Everything can change. Even though the worst thing in the world, I don't know what is that, but it can change too. I believe that.
I'm Laura Quiñones, and I'm delighted to welcome you to Amplify Her, a podcast from the United Nations with support from SoundCloud. We wanted to talk to some of the most exciting women musicians working today, from a wide range of backgrounds and cultures, to find out how they have overcome their challenges and what drives them to continue creating art. Each episode will feature an exceptional artist, some of whom are well-established icons, such as Tunisian singer Emel, whose music was the soundtrack to a revolution. To Elena Murang, a young woman in Borneo who is breathing new life into the traditional rhythms of her country. But we're going to start with an up-and-coming singer and rapper still not out of her teens, from Bangkok, Thailand, a country that is not traditionally associated with hip-hop. Her name is Danupa Kanaterakul, but she's best known as Millie. Millie's big break came in April 2022, when the influential music company 88 Rising invited her to perform at the Coachella Music Festival in California. She became the first Thai artist to perform solo at the festival, winning over a brand new audience. However, she has been making waves in her country ever since the release of her debut single, Pakong, in 2020. Thanks to witty lyrics in English, Thai, and several Thai dialects, and also for her outspoken personality, she has been unafraid to criticize aspects of her society, which has caused her problems with authorities, but has endeared her to the many young people in her country who have been calling for a change. So here, to kick off the first episode of Amplify Her, is the one and only Millie.
My real nickname is Minnie, like a Minnie Mouse. And Millie is milliliters. And this is from like my dad. He just compared me as a water. Like, you should be a water, because water can live with everything. We can live in as a rain. We can live in the ocean. We can live in the glasses as a glass of water. Be yourself, but can change to suit with everything, just like that. Maybe I'm gonna get a tattoo to remind me about this forever in the future. I am just a little girl that loves to audition and competition. So I'm just keep doing this for like many years, and then I'm just found that this have a TV show name is The Rapper. Everybody just, whoa, is that you? And I'm just, nah, it's not me. And I have to accept that after, because it's have my face on the TV for real. I really love hip hop for like many years too, but I'm never trying to write a lyrics or do the rhymes before, but I'm just want to try. So I just do it because I want it. And then just, that's how we start to be a Millie. Nicki Minaj is inspiring me a lot. I'm just found her in the YouTube so randomly, and I'm just listen to her music, and I'm just whoa, what song is this? What the kind of music is this? Oh, it's a hip hop. So I'm just into hip hop so much, and I'm start to learn about it. She teach me a lot. Like, I'm just learn from her music how she used the words, how she used the rhymes, how she used the syllables. I really like that. It's really hyped me every time I listen to it. I always say this, but some of Nicki Minaj fans just don't like me because I didn't follow her Instagram before. I don't know why. So that's the reason that they just don't like me. And I'm just, what? If they hate me because I love Nicki Minaj, I'll let them hate me. I like words. Like, you know, in Thai language, we gonna have like new words every single month. That's very like amazing for me. Like, that's why I want to present Thai language to be worldwide, because I still believe that the words or the language does not have barriers like at all. I can speak only Thai and English. And everything I just learned from Google. I love Asian culture a lot, so that's why I try to speak or learn about it sometime. And I think it's like a color in the music too. Beauty on me, okay. Beauty on me, aye, aye, aye. Beauty on my fate is bright as and it's not free. Thai language, we have like four parts in Thailand. They have their own dialect, like Pasalu. I can speak that. I just learned that from my sister. She's a lady boy, and she just teach me about that. When you say, I'm hungry, so in Thai we say, Shen Hiu. So in Pasalu, we say, Lan Shen Liu Hu. Oh my God, it's so hard to communicate, but I love that. Sometimes we use this language because we don't know other people to know that. Only us can know what we want to say. I pressure myself a lot. Like right now, I'm studying in year 3 in university music, school of music. And I'm trying to pressure myself. Like, I want to know a lot about music to like improve my skill. Music is like mystery. It's an art that we don't know it's gonna happen. Right now I'm trying to study in piano jazz. Does look different from hip-hop. I think it's the same thing. To the top, to the max. Yeah, everybody clap, 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 clap. To the left, to the right. You know, everything right now, everything can happen. Pressure myself, but be careful to myself that it's not too much. My fans, they are so cute. They never ask me to do this or do this or do that. Somebody will ask, but they cannot expect what I'm gonna release next time. That's the way that they said to me. They cannot expect at all. Like, I don't know. She gonna release what kind of music? I don't want to guess because she can do everything. Yeah, they just said like that to me because I'm so free to do my own music. I can do whatever I want. That's so great. I have been working with 88 Rising before, like many projects, and they're just a good supporter. And working with YUPP Yop, my label, and we're just like a good friend for like long time. And invite me to the Coachella. This is not invite. It's like I'm a superstar, but not. They just like, Millie, do you want to go to Coachella? What? Coachella? Go for like as a listener? Right? No, performer. You're gonna perform at Coachella. What? I think I'm not disturbed at all with Coachella. You know, Coachella is very super big, giant festival that's very, like, everybody wanna go there. Me too. I wanna go there, but I have to save my money, like, a lot because it's to waste your money a lot to go there. I don't think I deserve that at all. But my labels and ADI are rising, so they just go. This is your change. You have to take this. And my friend just say, just think about it, Minnie. think about it. If one day you grow up and you have your daughter or your son, your child, and you can say to your child that, oh, your mother have been go to Eddie Rising as a performer before. Ah, you know that? Just like that. It's look cool, right? So I'm just, okay, just try it. It's my chance. I don't know if they're gonna give me a chance for the next years or not. So this is maybe my first and my last chance. I have to take this. So the time is close, and to the due date, I'm gonna get into the stage. I'm kind of nervous a little bit, like, oh my god, is it real? You know, I always tell my people that I slap my face a lot, like, to shake. This is real, right? Like, aha! Oh my god, and this is real. In that day, I slap my face twice to make sure that it's real. I'm so proud of my country. Thais have good food, good culture. My family, I'm so proud since I was born. I love how it's be. I love how it's going. But every time I say about Thailand, I'm not just say in a good way, but I say something fact. Not only just like, oh, Thailand is the base. But I know that is not just like that. We have something to fix. And we need to speak it out to the world, because I want to call out, like, we're not perfect, but if we find some way to make my country be better, I would do that. Thailand is now, it's one word that pop up in my head is slow, like slow with everything, slow with law, slow with how do we fix the problem of COVID-19, slow, we never... Like, they don't want us to improve our country. They just do something like slow. Everything's slow and don't develop at all. Everything is the same loop. We get in the loops every day. If we have a question about the problem in our country, don't say that. Don't say that. Just like that. Everything can change. Me can change the future. Everything that I can say, everything that I say in this interview can change in the future too. My mind can change it. My think, my thought can change it. Everything can change. Even though the worst thing in the world, I don't know what is that, but it can change too. I believe that. You can do it from your heart. You can do it for your health. You will be happy. Are you ready? Be like me. It's all the fight. It's emanation. Your motivation, your dedication will be your power. Do it jogging, do it soon. Going to gym. Don't forget to shower, bitch. My fans comment in my platform like, you have to leave this country, Millie. This country is too small for you. I know, they really love me and they want me to like more famous and more succeed. But I don't want to leave my country though. I have my family here. And I love my family. I love my friends. People that I love is leave here. So I cannot leave. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe we can find a way to go to other country and then come back. Or maybe, so if America can be the center of the music industry in Thailand, why not? We can do that. Maybe, but I will try. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm a normal person. My family is not too rich, not too poor, normal family. We don't have a lot of money to leave my whole family to be there. So maybe you just go there and come back and go there and come back. Even up to the sponsor, if they give me money, I can be there like many months and I will come back to Thailand because I will miss Thai foods and Thai massage. Sprinkle with a crunchy thing, they put it good and make a sticky right. You can't eat it in my corral and make me better for the people. It's alright, like my trophy and the digit, like it's giving who the second card of tickets. If I can, I just want to make Thai hip hop, one of the kind of music that famous. I learned about the genre of music, and it's have J-pop and I have J-rock from Japan, K-pop from Korea, jazz, rock, hip hop a lot, you know, blues. We never see Thai in that picture. So I want to be, maybe. If I cannot bring the Thai, if I cannot bring my whole country, I can bring just myself. Like, do you know the kind of music? What kind of music? A Millie music. Yeah, that's so good. Like, oh, Millie music. I really like her music too.
That was Millie, the teenage Thai superstar. You can find some of her iconic videos on YouTube, including the famous Coachella 2022 performance. Millie is planning new releases and a global tour in 2023. On the next episode of Amplify Her, we meet a Ugandan rapper who, like Millie, expresses herself in many different languages. Like Millie, MC Jala broke onto the music scene when she was a teenager before dropping out. Now she's having a comeback, filling venues across Europe. Subscribe to Amplify Her to make sure you don't miss this episode. Amplify Her is dedicated to women and girls everywhere, particularly to those whose dreams and aspirations are unfulfilled due to discrimination and oppression. The empowerment of women and girls and the achievement of gender equality are central to the mission of the United Nations. Discover the many ways the UN is fighting for a better future by heading to the UN News website, news.un.org. Amplify Her is hosted by me, Laura Quiñones, and produced by Connor Lennon. Sound design is by Garrett Crow. This episode was made possible by Yup Entertainment and, of course, Millie. Thanks to Mita Hosali, Victor Evans Harvey, Matthew Wells, Mark Petimesas, Fang Chen, Gretchen Corcuera, Takako Nagumo, and Eric Mendez from UN News. And thanks to Shauna Alexander, Emma Lent, Lauren Holden, and Heather Mundinger from SoundCloud. Amplify Her is a UN News production with support from SoundCloud.